The Blaze Radio Network. On demand. Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.
Climate change isn't just bad for the environment. It is bad now for the womb. Yesterday, the New York Times ran a story highlighting women who claim their decision to have children is directly influenced by climate change. They had an example of a woman named Sarah. She considered having another child, but that would mean moving into a bigger house, and that's further from her job. She's not sure she can justify the environmental impact for a larger home and a longer commute. Allison, she was in the Times. She's concerned about the apocalyptic future of extreme weather. She said, I don't want to give birth to a kid and wonder if he's going to live in some sort of Mad Max dystopia. Miriam shared her concern. My instinct now is to shield my children from the horrors of the future by not bringing them into the world. Amanda actually decided to have more children because of climate change. Her reason? Someday my husband and I will be gone. If my daughter has to face the end of the world as we know it, I want her to have a brother there. Oh my gosh. You want to talk about fear-mongering? So many women are bringing climate change into their reproduction decisions that the organization Conceivable Future was founded to help women make environmentally friendly reproductive decisions and navigate our doomed world. Not to bring a child into the world because you're scared they are going to increase your carbon footprint or that they'll live like moody drifters in a desert-like terrain is the very definition of insanity. These women are deciding not to have children based on their fictional perception of their children's quality of life. And we're the fear mongers? The disgusting lie of an impending environmental wasteland and an overpopulated planet wasn't true in the 1970s. It wasn't true in the 1960s when it really started to take root and everybody was freaking out in the mid-70s. It wasn't true. It wasn't true that we were going into an ice age and that we would all freeze to death and there would be no food by 1990. That wasn't true in the 70s and the 80s, and it's not true today. This is nonsense. Stop it. We have to be better stewards of our planet. Yes, we should recycle. We should use less. We should make sure that the things that we do use, we can reuse. But to not have children? The birth rate in the United States reached its lowest point in 2016, and the decline continues all around the world. It is almost criminal that these women have been scared so deeply that they are allowing a 50-year-old unsubstantiated fear dictate whether or not they bring human life into the world. You know, let me give you a few things to be afraid of. How about this? Women, if you are afraid of this, let me give you something to be scared of.
AI.
We right now have scientists, credible scientists, Stephen Hawking. Some of the scientists that you believe global warming is true because of it, they say that global warming is nothing compared to AI. They say AI will wipe out the entire human race in the next 30 to 50 years, long before carbon is killing the planet, long before. Ay, ay, ay. Why don't you listen to them, but you listen to these? And here's an idea. Balance. Balance in your life. There are some days when I read stuff like this, I hope I'm one of the first that a robot replaces.
Glenn Beck.
The Blaze Radio Network.